On the Big Sports Breakfast, this golf report is brought to you by Paul Gall Masterclass. Come play, learn and laugh with one of Australia's great golfing personalities. Visit paulgall.com.au for your masterclass experience.
G'day, Gowie.
Oh, morning, fellas. What a beautiful day.
Yeah, it was a great day yesterday too, wasn't it, for the Pro-Am, and everything set up beautifully at the Oz.
Yeah, I was out there yesterday doing some Fox stuff and ran into a lot of the boys and watched a lot of guys in the range and what they were working on. And quite interesting, watched a couple of holes of Adam Scott, and he looked super impressive. And because last week he was out of sorts. His golf swing wasn't right. He's out of sequence. He was he on his backswing, he'd get out of his posture. So I was interested to see whether he could get it back this week. And I tell you what, the way he struck the ball yesterday was absolutely superb.
Mind you, Gowie, after 27 holes last week, you thought he was going to race away with it.
That's true.
Well, yeah. Well,
but you still thought his swing wasn't great.
I didn't. Too many loose shots, even in the 7-under. There was a bunch of loose shots, which is what Adam Scott like.
And, all right.
It was sort of like you're just hanging on, and he was just hanging on. He didn't know whether it was going left or right. And believe it or not, I think his putting was probably the best part of his game
really?
In the last couple of rounds. It looked really good, and he's slowly getting there with that putter. It's interesting. Obviously, he's had to make the move, and he's looking more and more comfortable over it. So it'll be a test this week. There's no doubt the course the way it is and the greens the way it is. It'll be a test for Scotty to hole putt.
Gowie, he surprised me a bit with how, and he doesn't get that pumped up, you know. He's very even keel, but he is really focused about this event. You know, marking it down in the calendar, believing he wanted to build towards it, certainly wants to win the Australian Open, and he seemed very focused, and sometimes he's not like that.
Yeah, it was within his actions yesterday on the putting green, there was a lot of people around after his pro-am because they had the, which are a great piece they put together this year, all the past champions that are still alive, hit a tee shot off the first, and Scotty was one of them, and Steve was standing there, and they had their head down so nobody could look at them, so they couldn't make eye contact. So when he was doing his putting drills, there was no chit-chat to other players. There was no chit-chat to people that normally come up. Right. He was sort of, Steve Williams, like a bodyguard more than anything else, just keeping people away so Adam could get his work done and then get out of there. So it was a very focused Adam Scott. I don't know if he's gone off too early with a little 63 in the Pro-Am.
Yeah, eight birdies, one bogey, one eagle.
Oh, look what the great Laurie Daly's done to him. He got him inspired. So maybe Laurie should be on the bag and not Steve Williams.
Yeah, it might have been Laurie's swing that inspired him. Hey, it looks like Warney and Spieth are going to be new besties.
Best buddies.
Yeah, that was interesting that Jordan Spieth picked up a cricket bat. I got to meet him for the first time yesterday. Not Shane Warne, Jordan Spieth. I hadn't met him before. Obviously, our paths haven't crossed. I was off the tour by the time he was coming.
Well, he's a bit younger than you.
Yeah, just a bit. We've got to remember he's 22 years of age, and talking to him, he's a good bloke, down to earth. But he's a young body with an old soul. It's an amazing how mature he is, and what he knows, what's going on around him. Some golfers and sports people have no clue what's going on around them, but Jordan Spieth does. So he's pumped to play well this week. He didn't play great over in China and was a bit disappointed, but he's worked hard. He went down, he got here a couple of days earlier and went and played Kingston Heath in rural Melbourne. And the big news in the US that he was pulling his own buggy. They thought that was massive news that the current US Open, US Masters champion was pulling his buggy around Kingston Heath and Royal Melbourne.
What do you reckon he learned from Warney?
Zero. Zero. I hope he doesn't get the same antics as Shane Warne. I don't know how anyone ever gets away with what Shane Warne gets away with, but Jordan Spieth, I think he'd just take it all in yesterday and play the game. I don't think they'll be best buddies. I think they're different birds of the feather flock together. I don't think it's the same.
Yeah. Well, who do you like, mate? Who do you think's going to take it out?
Yeah, I like Marcus Fraser. He looked good yesterday. He had a lot of good shots. He's one of those guys, I've been waiting for him for years to just come out of the box. He's made over $1 million on the European Tour and started well last week. Didn't finish so great. He's striking the ball good, but he is in a happy mood, and a happy golfer is always the one to be around because everything's good for them. Him and Matt Goggin. Matt Goggin's at $126. He said he played really, really well last week without a result. He said when the ball had to kick left, it kicked right. He said just things didn't go his way, but was in a real good positive attitude with the golf course. It's their second year out there with the new Jack Nicklaus golf course. Last year it was a bit hard and fast. This year it's softened up a little bit, so I think you'll see some scores that are a little bit lower and guys firing more at the pin.
Because it's pretty windy out there already, Gowie.
Yeah, the wind will play a factor, but if it's a northerly, I think that northerly is a
helpy.
You can play that.
Yeah.
Right. It's not
well,
so
that's
going
to help Jordan, isn't it? Because he's out the early. He's tees off in 7 minutes' time, and the guys, the Savo, are going to get the southerly that comes through.
Yeah, and you know you've got to be one or the other. You know, you either get morning or afternoon on either Friday or Thursday, and you know, guys who are hit off this morning are hoping that tomorrow afternoon it's not windy, and guys who are up in the wind hope that it's even windier.
Well, I'll tell you.
Afternoon.
I'll tell you what's happening. I'll tell you what's happening, Wint.
All right.
It is not so windy tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow? No.
Now, there'll be a nor'easter, and it'll blow in at about 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Fairly strong at about 4 o'clock, but up until about 1:30, it won't be that strong.
Okay, well, the Savo, 40 to 55K winds are going to be coming through in that southerly. So, Gowie, there you go, mate. You're tipping Marcus Fraser at $41 at tab.com.au. Matthew Goggin, $126, and then your best roughie is?
Daniel Chopra. You haven't heard of him in a while, but he's playing well and full of confidence.
Daniel Chopra.
Good on you, Gowie.
Thanks, fellas.